Welcome to Swiss by Design. You're joining me, Jennifer Davies, here on WRS, where we look at what's happening in the world of art, design and culture in Switzerland and beyond. Today, I'm meeting a legendary figure among contemporary designers, Alfredo Heberle. And later we find out what happens when you cram seven artists in a motorhome that's crossing Australia. Now, let's take one motorhome. Insert seven artists from Switzerland and Australia and then film them living and working for 6 months as they drive around the continent. As yet, it's still in the planning stages as the artists are being chosen as we speak for the start date, which is in October of this year. Audacious as it might be, the man behind the plan, Lucas Gross, is an artist from Basel who wants to see just how creative artists can be when they're taken out of their social environment.
Yeah, so basically it's about seven interdisciplinary artists from Switzerland and Australia traveling in a motorhome in Australia for 6 months. And first of all, it's about producing art on the road, being out there, research and rethink everything. And at the end, exhibiting what has been produced on the road. Time, which was really fast when I was at home in Switzerland, was again pretty calm, and I had the time to think. I haven't been using a lot of electronic devices at that time, so you get your feet on the ground again somehow.
But of course, you know, you're talking about lots and lots of space in Australia, but there's not necessarily going to be a lot of space for the artists themselves in this mobile studio. So how is this confined environment really going to work for them?
Well, it's true that the space inside the bus is very limited. There is different situations where they will be going through. So there's like traveling, everybody is inside of the bus, but there are situations where they have their time and take their space outside of the bus. So for instance, in the desert or in cities as well. But basically, it's not about hiding. That's like part of the whole story as well.
You know, the idea of having these six or seven artists and their egos potentially and their work all sharing a bus for half a year, that's 6 months of time. I mean, is the fact that they're going to be uncomfortable or the discomfort element, is that part of the whole plan?
Maybe. I wouldn't call it discomfort because it's about finding a way as a group through all this. I mean, and for instance, it's somebody in there that's a person number eight, which will be documenting through video and photography, put on the web after every step, kind of. Every artist will be more or less of the same kind, and this is one part. It's everybody will work, will have their artworks ready at the end, and there are going to be exhibitions in Australia and Switzerland showing the work.
My thanks to Lucas Gross, the project leader and van driver of Mobile Studio in Australia. Head to the WRS website worldradio.ch for more. You're listening to Swiss by Design, and it's the Easter holidays, so let's take a look at what's happening in art and culture this week. Starting off with Geneva, where four venues in the city host the Electron Festival, which is all about electronics, art and culture. So that means lots of films and installations, and maybe surprisingly, dance is a focus this year. It runs until Sunday the 4th of April. Meanwhile, in Biel, the Centre Pascal asks, what is Swiss identity? An exhibition by 32 artists in media design, painting, drawing and video all examine what lies beneath the stereotypes of the Swiss. The show's on until Wednesday the 16th of May. And next onwards to Zurich, where this week saw the official opening of the Im Viadukt area in the city's Zurich West district. It's a series of independent shops and cafes and galleries, which have been converted underneath railway arches. So for those who know London, it's a little bit like Camden Town. Well, unfortunately, that's all from me this week. You'll find details of this show on the World Radio Switzerland website, worldradio.ch. And join me at the same time next week for Swiss by Design. And in the meantime, have a great Easter break.